Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. SU Per Body, a three-week program to harness the new science of body composition and restore your youthful contours, is a health and nutrition book by William Davis, MD. Known for wheat belly and super gut, the book positions itself against conventional weight loss models that emphasize lower calories, reduced fat intake, medication, or surgery as the main route to change. Instead, Davis frames the goal as improving body composition, reducing harmful fat deposits, while preserving or restoring muscle mass. Its central claim is that modern weight problems are tied not only to excess food intake, but also to disrupted gut microbes, nutrient gaps, loss of ancestral dietary patterns, and age-related muscle decline. The book offers a structured three-week program with recipes, supplements, and lifestyle practices intended to initiate this shift. Its purpose is practical rather than purely theoretical. But it also challenges common assumptions in diet culture, especially the idea that scale weight alone is the best measure of progress. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, replacing scale weight with body composition as the central measure, a defining feature of Super Body is its rejection of weight loss as the primary goal. Davis argues that a lower number on the scale can conceal unfavorable changes, especially when fat loss is accompanied by muscle loss. This distinction matters because muscle is metabolically active tissue, supports mobility, and helps maintain strength with age. A program that reduces total weight while weakening muscle may produce short-term cosmetic change but undermine long-term health. The book therefore emphasizes body composition, meaning the relative amounts and locations of fat and muscle. Davis is particularly concerned with abdominal visceral fat and ectopic fat, including fat infiltration into muscle, because these patterns are more closely associated with metabolic risk than ordinary subcutaneous fat. The practical implication is that readers are asked to evaluate progress through shape, strength, appetite regulation, and reduction of high-risk fat patterns, not just through bathroom scale movement. This makes the book different from many diet manuals that treat pounds lost as the final proof of success. Secondly, gut microbiome restoration as a mechanism for metabolic change. Davis gives the gut microbiome a central role in his explanation of modern body composition problems. Building on themes from his earlier work, he presents the loss of beneficial microbes as a consequence of antibiotic exposure, modern diets, and other features of contemporary life. In this framework, disturbed microbial populations may influence appetite signals, inflammation, endotoxemia, fat storage, and the maintenance of muscle. The book does not treat gut health as a separate wellness topic, but as part of the system that governs whether the body stores harmful fat or supports lean tissue. This emphasis leads to recommendations aimed at restoring microbial balance rather than simply suppressing hunger. The reasoning is that if microbial disruption contributes to abnormal appetite and inflammatory signaling, then calorie restriction alone is an incomplete solution. The microbiome focus also explains why Davis links diet, fermented or microbe-supportive practices, and selected supplements into one program. Readers should recognize that this approach is more integrative and less conventional than standard weight management advice, and its claims depend on an evolving area of science. Thirdly, ancestral nutrition and targeted nutrient restoration. Super Body presents ancestral nutrition as a corrective to what Davis views as deficiencies created by modern dietary guidance. The book favors nutrient-dense foods, adequate protein, and liberal use of natural fats rather than low-fat, calorie-limited eating. Davis also argues for restoring nutrients that may be insufficient in modern diets, such as vitamin D, magnesium, iodine, omega-3 fatty acids, and collagen-related inputs. The logic is that body composition is not determined only by energy intake, but also by whether the body receives the materials and signals needed to build muscle, regulate appetite, and maintain metabolic function. This is why the book pairs food choices with synergistic supplements rather than presenting supplements as isolated shortcuts. Its ancestral framing is not merely nostalgic. It functions as an organizing principle for removing grains and processed dietary patterns, while reintroducing foods and nutrients associated with more robust physical function. The limitation is that readers may need to separate the general value of nutrient adequacy from stronger claims about specific ancestral models, since nutritional science rarely supports a single universal diet for every person. Fourthly, muscle preservation as protection against aging and regain. One of the strongest recurring themes in the book is that muscle loss is not an acceptable cost of weight reduction. Davis argues that many conventional approaches, including strict dieting and some drug-assisted weight loss, risk lowering muscle mass along with fat mass. This is important because muscle supports basal metabolic rate, glucose handling, balance, strength, and independence later in life. The book treats rebuilding muscle as a restoration project, rather than a bodybuilding project, Davis distinguishes youthful functional muscle from exaggerated or steroid-driven muscularity, focusing instead on the amount of muscle needed for metabolic resilience and physical confidence. Practical tools include resistance activity, adequate protein intake, and possibly whole body vibration as an adjunct for strength-related signaling. The book also notes that increased hunger can appear during muscle restoration, interpreting it as a demand for building materials rather than a failure of discipline. This perspective shifts the reader away from suppressing appetite at all costs and toward asking whether hunger reflects a legitimate physiological need during rebuilding. Lastly, a three-week program positioned against drugs, surgery, and deprivation, the book is organized around a three-week program meant to start readers on a new body composition trajectory. Its short time frame makes the plan accessible, but Davis presents it as a beginning rather than a complete endpoint. The program combines dietary changes, recipes, microbial restoration, supplements, and muscle-supportive practices. A notable feature is its explicit criticism of pharmaceuticals, bariatric procedures, and standard calorie restriction as primary weight loss strategies. Davis is especially skeptical of GLP-1 agonist drugs because of concerns about muscle loss and weight regain after discontinuation. This stance gives the book a clear identity, but also places it in a controversial area, since many clinicians view such drugs as useful for selected patients under medical supervision. The practical strength of the program is that it integrates multiple behaviors instead of relying on one intervention. Its challenge is that readers must be willing to change food choices, supplement routines, and exercise habits at the same time. The book is therefore best understood as a structured lifestyle protocol, not a passive or minimalist plan. In conclusion, Superbody is most relevant for readers who are dissatisfied with conventional dieting and want a framework that treats fat loss, muscle preservation, appetite, nutrients, and gut health as connected systems. It may especially interest adults concerned about aging, loss of strength, abdominal fat, metabolic health, or the possibility of regaining weight after restrictive diets. Its practical benefits include a clear starting structure, recipes, and a body composition lens that helps readers think beyond the scale. Its intellectual benefit is that it challenges a simplified calorie-centered model and asks readers to consider how microbiome disruption, nutrient depletion, and muscle metabolism might shape outcomes compared with many diet books. It stands out by making muscle restoration and microbial restoration co-equal priorities, rather than treating exercise or gut health as secondary add-ons. It also differentiates itself through its direct critique of weight loss drugs, surgery, low-fat advice, and chronic calorie restriction. That position will appeal to readers seeking a non-pharmaceutical approach, though those using medications or managing medical conditions should discuss major changes with a qualified clinician. The book is not a neutral survey of all weight loss options. It is an argument for a specific integrated program. Its value lies in the coherence of that argument and in its focus on lasting shape, strength, and metabolic resilience rather than rapid numerical weight loss. If you would like to support William Davis, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.